Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaHealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
For decades, the power of women's hormone shifts has been unrecognized and underestimated. Most women have a lack of education when it comes to the endocrine system and how and why our hormones affect our minds, moods, and behaviors. Welcome to Holy Hormones, Honey, with your host, Leslie Carol Botha, sponsored by True Hope Incorporated. When women thrive, everyone thrives. That is True Hope. Now, here is your host, Leslie Botha.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. I'm proud to be here on the show with my sponsor, True Hope, the leaders in brain health, with information that is bringing thousands of women and their families a message of hope. We have a great deal to cover in the next hour, so I'm going to move forward with part two of the series, Understanding Your Mind, Mood, and Micronutrients, Treatment Studies. My guest again is Bonnie Kaplan. She was on last week. She's joining me again this week. Last week, Bonnie set the stage by sharing the origins of nutritional therapy, dating all the way back to the first clinical trials in the Bible, to current cultural beliefs that medication therapy is the cure-all for what ails us today. Bonnie is, in this next hour, Bonnie is going to share the empirical data and the treatment studies that links mental illness to nutrient intake. But let me take a brief moment to go over Dr. Kaplan's CV. She is a professor in the Faculty of Medicine at the Department of Pediatrics, Department of Community Health Sciences at the University of Calgary in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Kaplan did her training in experimental and physiological psychology at the University of Chicago and Brandeis University. Her interest in the biological basis of behavior led to postdoctoral training and then faculty research in neurophysiology at the West Haven, Connecticut VA Hospital Neuropsychology Laboratory and at Yale University Department of Neurology. And then she moved to Canada in 1979. Kaplan has published widely on the biological basis of developmental disorders and mental health, particularly the contribution of nutrition to brain development and brain function. And welcome back, Bonnie. I'm glad to have you here.
Well, thanks very much, Leslie. We had a good time last week, and I'm looking forward to talking to you today.
All right. Well, let's just dive right in. You had some loose ends that you wanted to go over from last week that'll bring us right into where we want to go in this segment.
Well, I think they do. There were just a couple things I wanted to mention. You know, the last thing I mentioned last week, Leslie, I think was the old axiom, we are what we eat. And I commented, how could it be otherwise? And I just wanted to mention something that is disturbs me a lot, which is that people generally, east, west, whatever part of the world you're talking about, we don't realize that we are eating to feed our brains. The rest of our bodies too, but disproportionately our brains. And so when people take the formula that I've been studying by True Hope and Power Plus, and I'll be talking about those studies in a moment, and when they do get better, it is amazing how many of them cannot believe that a deficiency of vitamins and minerals could have caused them all that grief, all of that mental illness, all the loss of their jobs, their families, or whatever, the horrible things that they've been through. They can't grasp it because our culture has not made the link between vitamins and minerals and brain function visible to people. And so a great number of people stop taking the formula even after they've gotten better. They just refuse to believe that vitamins and minerals could be responsible for their improvement. And it's very, very common for people to stop after they've gotten better, and then they often say, oh, gee, I guess I needed that stuff, and they'll go back on it. But we should have the second kind of story I wanted to begin with is a demonstration of why we should have known this, why our society should be completely understanding of the importance of eating fundamental nutrients for optimal brain function. And it goes back to a very important study called the Minnesota Starvation Experiment in 1944-1945. At the University of Minnesota, a fellow named Dr. Ansel Keys studied a group of men carefully selected for being normal and healthy who volunteered to starve themselves for 24 weeks. In that 24 Wow. weeks, eating very few calories, of course, they lost a quarter of their body weight. That tells you, I mean, think about if you lost a quarter of the weight that you have, and don't tell me because, you know, a lot of people listening to this will say, oh, I'd be happy. But if you're normal weight, losing 25% of your body weight is no joke. It's a huge thing. But that's what most people know about, but here's what they also found. These people reported increased anxiety, increased depression, irritability, self-mutilation, horrible things, self-harm, violence, apathy, social withdrawal, poor attention, inability to concentrate, poor judgment, and so on. In other words, all of the symptoms that we now categorize in the DSM as being related to mood disorders. So it's still another bit of history that tells us that our society should be completely understanding that they have to have really optimal vitamin mineral intake, either from food or with food and supplements. They have to have that if they want optimal brain function. But people don't recognize it yet.
And that is so very true. And I've had that experience with people on the Empower Plus supplement. They take it for a while, they stop taking it, and then I get a phone call.
Oh, really?
I need that brain supplement again. You know, I'm realizing the difference. When was the Minnesota study done, Bonnie?
Right at the end of World War II, 1944-45. Wow. Isn't that interesting?
I think it's very interesting, but it does make sense. I mean, the brain, obviously, in that significant weight loss, the brain is using everything in the body to survive, right? Any nutrient, amino acid, mineral is draining the body of that.
That's right. We actually do know there are estimates that if you look at the metabolic demands on our nutrient intake, the brain and the heart take the most. So certainly you're eating for your whole body, for all of your health, but you're especially eating to feed those demanding metabolic pathways in your brain and in your heart.
And the brain is at the top there.
Sorry. What?
And I think that also applies to women who are pregnant.
Oh, that's another issue, of course, because they not only have the ordinary issues, they've got this little fetus just, you know, using up all the nutrients that they can get. And so the fetus gets preferential access to a lot of the nutrients.
And if they're not replaced?
Then that's why we have this really huge proportion of women now. Some people report as high as 20% having difficulty not just with depression and not just postpartum, but perinatal depression and anxiety. That's something we're studying in the longitudinal cohort that I mentioned last week, which is called APRIN, the Alberta Pregnancy Outcomes and Nutrition Study. I won't go into that further now, Leslie, but if anyone wants to learn more about APRIN, our website is apronstudy.ca.
Thank you for that. And just one more comment on this. Maybe we need to just shift our thinking. And instead of labeling our depression and anxiety as disease, we need to shift that thinking that, all right, if I'm feeling this, my body is not getting what it needs optimally function.
You might not realize how insightful a comment you've just made, Leslie, and I want your audience to know that you and I did not prepare this, but so I didn't clue you to say that or cue you to say that, but I have said for many, many years that one of the most exciting things about our research using the True Hope formula for mental disorders is that it has the potential to completely change our concept of what a so-called mental disorder it is. Think of how we will, everyone's concerned about the stigma of mental illness. Think about how the stigma would be eliminated if we went back to what they knew in 1910 that I talked about last week, and we just said, oh, they're acting weird or violently or whatever because they are suboptimally nourished. So we wouldn't label people with this stigmatizing label. We would just understand, yes, their brain is crying out for more nutrients. But, you know, it is. I don't want your audience to think that I think that it's that simple. There are lots of other factors, as we said last week, that contribute to mental and emotional problems. And poverty and war are right up there. Family abuse and violence, that's right up there, too. We can't cure the whole world or all problems with nutrition, but it's obviously a very significant factor.
It is a significant factor. So let's just move into the essence of all of this. I mean, I have the question. I know our listeners have the question. How did you get involved with True Hope and the Empower Plus formula?
Okay. Well, they weren't True Hope then, and there was no Empower Plus. I was just a research psychologist here in Calgary, and Tony Steffen and David Hardy were two guys who lived in southern Alberta who were trying to solve the problems in Tony's family that Autumn talked about 2 weeks ago, where medication was not controlling the symptoms for Autumn or her brother Joseph. And they came up with the idea of trying to just feed them very broad spectrum vitamins and minerals, which they bought off the shelf. So when they had, an unexpectedly large impact, I don't think either gentleman really expected to have had as great an impact as they had on the symptoms in the two kids. They were kids then, anyway. They did the natural thing. They went and talked to the psychiatrist treating those two people, expecting the psychiatrist to say, oh, wow, that's fascinating. I think I'll go study it. Well, of course, that isn't what happened because nutrition's not part of psychiatric training. And so the psychiatrist understandably said, you better get them back on their medication. And then they talked to a psychologist, neuroscientist at a university in southern Alberta, University of Lethbridge, and that's Dr. Brian Kolb, who is a very, I always say the only reason I'm involved in this, Leslie, is that Dr. Kolb is a better person than I am, a kinder person than I am, because he doesn't shut the door in anyone's face. And he listened to them, and he said, I know someone in Calgary, meaning me, and I'll contact her and see if she's interested. Well, I shut the door. I said, and I rue the day I said it, but I said back in about 1995 or 6, I guess it was, vitamins and minerals cannot have a big impact on mental illness. I don't want to meet with these people. I really believed that then because that's how I had been trained too. I'd been trained in neurophysiology to think that vitamins and minerals were not important as long as we ate a so-called, you know, diverse, balanced diet. That's silly to think that you can give people vitamins and minerals and they're going to get over things like hallucinations, delusions, bipolar disorder, etc. Well, I was wrong. Yeah.
Well, it's so contradictory, I mean, to the Minnesota study.
Yeah.
The Minnesota starvation study, excuse me, and World War II, and other studies that you cited.
But even the Minnesota study, which I had studied in graduate school, I mean, I'm sure it was cited in some of our references, it focused on weight loss. It did not focus on the mental health thing. Somehow they were not considered to be important. The link between nutrition and mental health was simply not being taught, and still isn't. We have a lot of ground to cover. So what happened next is that I told Dr. Kolb I didn't want to be involved, but I would send him some forms, some questionnaires, if he wanted to pursue this, that might help him. And then the next thing I knew, in August of 1996, Brian sent me an analysis of variance printout. He faxed it to me, and it showed an improvement in some people, and he had written on it just the word vitamins. So I said, wait a minute, this is hard to believe. And then I said I wanted to meet with Tony and David. And I did. I met Tony and David and Autumn together, as it turned out. So I heard Autumn's story. And I think anyone listening to your program 2 weeks ago would recognize that this is not a scam. These are not hucksters. And that's what convinced me that I had to pursue this. I had always been interested in nutrition, But I was very, very skeptical. And then I saw in one child, I saw a really dramatic turnaround, and I absolutely had to study it then. So that's how I got involved. Eventually, they became True Hope, and eventually, they created Empower Plus, and more recently, you know, there has been a split, and David has gone off to his own company. So that's why it's Tony and his family who are running True Hope Nutritional Support. That's the
well,
story
and I also
nutshell.
Have to mention that not only are they running True Hope Nutritional Support, but Tony has been invited to speak at the Brain Solutions Conference that is coming up this weekend in Vancouver with seven other renowned brain solution experts, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Rashid Buttar, Yogi Ashokananda, and others, just to start. He has become highly recognized in the field. And for those of you folks who did not listen to Autumn's program 2 weeks ago, it is archived on the landing page here for Holy Hormones, Honey, on Voice America. But Autumn suffered severely from bipolar disorder 1 with schizophrenic, rapid cycling with schizophrenic tendencies, a genetic disorder that her mother suffered from and her grandfather suffered from, and both of those two people took their lives. I mean, so this is a significant story and a significant outcome. When you met Autumn, can you tell me your impressions of her?
My impressions of Autumn were that she's very bright. I'm sure anyone who heard her interviewed a couple weeks ago would know that. Very insightful and very articulate. And clearly was telling a true story. That's the bottom line. That she had been very, very ill and had achieved wellness only when she transitioned off of her medications and onto broad-spectrum nutrients. So that was impressive.
And when we come back, and we do have a couple of minutes left, but when we come back, we are going to be discussing what's so special about this formula and the 22 independent studies that have now been done on the True Hope Empower Plus micronutrient formula. The most studies, more studies, I believe, Bonnie, than any other supplement in the world.
For mental health, that is accurate.
For mental health.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a major breakthrough, don't you think?
Well, I think the real breakthrough is what these two fellows figured out, which is that if you feed a brain a broad spectrum of nutrients in a proper balance, there is a huge impact. And there had been 100 years of research before that doing one nutrient at a time, because that's how we think in science. Oh, you can only change one thing at a time. They weren't confined by that bias, and they understood that you had to use a broad spectrum approach. That was an enormous breakthrough. I mean, I wouldn't have made that on my own.
So we are talking about the combination of vitamins and minerals instead of our dashing out and buying our A's and our B's and our D's and our zinc and calcium and taking them all at once and thinking, all right.
That's right.
That's doing the trick, and then we don't feel anything. Interesting to note before we close out is that I had a phone call this morning. I'm the family client advocate for the Courage to Change Addiction Recovery Ranch from a man whose wife, after three children, is steeped in her addiction once again. And I said the first thing, I said, is she on those nutrients? And he said, no. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to get through our heads that we need this supplementation, this formula, this nutrient to survive, that our brain needs this. We're going to be right back with more from Dr. Bonnie Kaplan, PhD, talking about the True Hope and Power Plus micronutrient formula, broad spectrum formula, so stay with us.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself? For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. Go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. Type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
Understanding your mind, mood, and hormone cycle is dedicated to all the women who have ever experienced a hormone fluctuation, to the generations of women who have died because they had forgotten the source of their being. The richly illustrated, groundbreaking book, co-authored by Leslie Carroll Botha and H. Sandra Chevalier Batik, is the product of a 9-year project which represents the author's shared passion and unified purpose to provide women with the education they need to reclaim their bodies and their souls. Find the book today. Click the link on the radio show page.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carroll Botha. To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everyone. We're in the second part of our series, Understanding Your Mind, Mood, and Micronutrients. Three big words, mind, mood, micronutrients. I want you to remember those. Dr. Bonnie Kaplan is here. She is speaking to us, going to be sharing with us what is so important about this Empower Plus broad spectrum micronutrient formula versus a supplement. And also the treatment studies that are backing up the claims that nutrient intake is crucial to our mind and our moods. And the diagnosis of mental illness that is cropping up all over, not just America, but Canada and the rest of the world. All right, Bonnie, welcome back. And let's dive right in again. What is so special about the formula?
Well,
and why do you call it a formula instead of a supplement?
Yeah, I do want to address that too. Thanks for asking, Leslie. What's so special? Well, I'm not affiliated with the company. In fact, since I'm talking about the research today, I really want your listeners to know that none of the scientists who have studied and published on Empower Plus has any financial relationship to True Hope. And we did that because we figured no one would believe our data. And besides, we all have salaries, so, you know, it's easy to have integrity when you can feed your family. So it's very important, though, that people understand we're not promoting a single product. But the fact is we keep studying this product because we keep getting good results. One person, Dr. Julia Ruckledge at the University of Canterbury in Christchurch, New Zealand, has done one comparison to another formula in one very specific setting, and found that in some ways they were similar, but in some ways Empower Plus was superior. So we keep studying what's working. Maybe there's not a lot different, except that I can tell you from what I've known, because I've known these people for so many years, I know they've spent a lot of time looking at bioavailability, making sure the formula is balanced, making sure the particle size is ground very finely for better absorption. I don't know. I'm not a manufacturer, but what's so special right now is that it seems to be helping a lot of people, not everyone, but a lot of people. It's got the largest body of literature behind it for mental health of any that we have found on Earth. So we keep studying it. So why do I keep calling it a formula? And occasionally I slip and I call it a supplement, but I am trying to make a point here, Leslie. In my worldview, the real breakthrough is finding that maybe we can control mental symptoms by optimally nourishing a brain. And so if that's the case, a broad-spectrum formula like Empower Plus is not a supplement. It is, in fact, the primary treatment. Medication will maybe in some cases be seen as a supplement. So my ideal situation, especially for young developing brains, children, is that they would first be tried on broad spectrum nutrition and see if you can get them through childhood and adolescence, those difficult years, without adding any medication. But maybe sometimes during periods of crises, whatever, there might be the need of a small amount of a supplementary medication. Do you see how I'm flipping the world around?
That's the point I want to make. I love it. I am so on board with this. I'm writing it all down.
Okay, so that's why I call it a formula. Supplement implies that you're adding it to the medication. And that's not how most people, and by the way, Julia Ruckledge and I recently have published a review of broad-spectrum micronutrient formulas, not restricted to Empower Plus at all, looking at the world literature. And one of the points we made in that was that it's interesting that everybody who's studying broad-spectrum formulas see the formulas as the primary treatment, whereas we have this 100 years of research of people studying one nutrient at a time, and it continues to this day, even like all the omega-3 studies and the vitamin D studies, and they see their nutrient, their single nutrient approach, as just a supplement. Well, yes, because you can't fix complex metabolic pathways with a single nutrient. That's a magic bullet way of looking at the world, and I just would like people to get past that.
I think the most profound thing that you have said, and that has impacted me, and I'm sure it's impacting our listeners, is that we need to look at nutrition as the primary treatment. Give the body a chance to resolve what it can nutritionally with a formula that is targeted to the brain. I mean, we talked about this and last week too. I believe we did. The brain is the motherboard.
Mm-hmm.
Get the nutrition to the motherboard and then let the body get the benefits and the results from that, because the body wants to be in balance. The body doesn't want to be in sick. The body's goal, our goal, the brain's goal, is to live in health and balance and wellness and not the disease imbalance that we've become accustomed to.
Right, we even have a name for that, Leslie. It's called the homeostatic mechanisms that are trying always to keep us in balance. Right, so you're absolutely right.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you. Earth-changing, culture-changing, psyche-changing statements here, and I'm just loving it. Let's define, though, before we move on, let's define for our audience what broad-spectrum micronutrients are, because that's a new term for a lot of people.
Right, that's a really good point. Micronutrients is a term that even the scientists don't agree on. Some people use it to refer to just vitamins and minerals because you need them in micro amounts, small amounts. Excuse me. Some people use the term to include vitamins, minerals, amino acids. Some people say vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and omega-3 fatty acids. There are lots of nutrients that are not in those categories. They're all the phytonutrients from plants, et cetera, and all the herbs and so forth. But generally, we needed a term. You get tired of saying vitamins and minerals, right? So we needed a term. Those of us studying in Power Plus, we started using the term micronutrients to refer to vitamins and minerals. Now, broad spectrum really refers to going across the spectrum of what we know we need. So, for example, Empower Plus has over 30 ingredients that are almost all the vitamins and the longest list of dietary minerals that you would find, I think, in any formula that you can buy. And our group actually has published some data that adds to our subjective feeling that the minerals might be even more important than the vitamins. I can tell you about that study if you want, but basically mineral intake was more closely correlated with how people felt than the vitamin intake was correlated also, but the mineral intake, the correlations were even stronger. So it just, and we have all along thought that the vitamin mineral research was shorting or cheating the dietary minerals. We need those dietary minerals the same way we need vitamins. These are all needed in metabolic pathways in the brain every minute that we're alive.
We're going to be right back with more from Dr. Bonnie Kaplan, so stay with us.
opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself? For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. Go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. Type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carol Botha. To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. My guest this morning is Dr. Bonnie Kaplan, and she has been explaining the difference between what micronutrients are, what the formula is behind the True Hope and Power Plus micronutrient broad spectrum product versus supplementation. And I do want to reiterate before we start looking at the treatment studies that Bonnie was talking about using nutrition as a primary treatment and medication as supplementation. Bonnie, I think that is probably the most important message to share with listeners everywhere.
I think it would be earth-shattering if we really got this in my lifetime to change the system, but it's so important.
Well, and that's why having a voice in the radio has been so important to me for so many years. It's purely educational because the science is there to back all of this up. And as you mentioned, these are independent studies. For those of you who are not familiar with published research and studies, many peer-reviewed analysis is done by the company that has an investment in the product. And that should always be the first thing that you look for when you are reading through a study. Who sponsored it? Where did the money come from?
That's right.
And yet what Bonnie has just said, that these are independent published studies, 22 of them, to the sum of over $30 million is my understanding.
Oh, I don't know where you got that number because I don't think any of us has had anywhere near that amount of money. Nowhere near. In fact, we're always looking for private donors because it's very hard to get this kind of research funded even by traditional granting agencies. There's still such a negative bias about nutrition and mental health. It's phenomenal. So, no one's had $30 million at all. But a lot of the work is unfunded or funded on a shoestring, and we just keep churning out the publications in good medical journals. So that's what we're just trying to do that. It's very important for me to mention that there really is some other very good research out there on, for example, the use of B-complex formulas for anxiety and stress, often funded by the manufacturers, actually, but they are pretty good studies. But we need to have more studies that are independent, and we need to know more about the ingredients and so forth. We need a more educated public. So in our research program, we started out with a study that Autumn described 2 weeks ago, actually, the first study on Empower Plus, which just crashed and burned halfway through it because Empower Plus didn't exist yet. We were using things off the shelf, and clearly one of the manufacturers change the formula. We all knew it. All the people out there who were taking it like Autumn could tell it. And we had to end the study. It was just completely uninterpretable. So then I became very cautious. And we started out with very small open, what are called open label studies, Leslie. That's a bit of jargon that I should explain. It
Please.
Just means that you can read what's on the label, and so there's no placebo control. Okay? So open label studies where people's expectation might influence the outcome, but we picked people who had had years and years of mental illness so that when they did get better on this, you have to wonder, why didn't the open label of their medication help them the way Empower Plus did? We did studies, published studies with what's called within subject crossover. That's probably jargon I didn't need to use. The way I like to explain it is, we have published some studies where we've been able to show on-off control of symptoms, and especially in children where they don't have the expectation or placebo effect that adults might have. And that's very powerful. So we've seen some amazing results there with kids with obsessions, two kids with serious psychosis and bipolar disorder. We also did database analyses. We have studies on a large sample of 358 adults with bipolar disorder and a group of 120 children and adolescents with bipolar disorder. Julia Ruckledge's group has published on adults with ADHD and mood instability because they go together, and she's done both open label and controlled studies on them. There are clinical case series that have come from Dr. Charles Popper at Harvard and Dr. Miles Simmons in Maine. I maybe should give a little overview, and then you tell me if you want me to describe one or two specifically. But the overview is this.
Okay.
We have researchers in three countries right now who are working on this, and a fourth one looking at maybe joining us. But the three countries are New Zealand, Canada, and the United States. We all are in academic institutions who are the principal investigators, except there have been some clinical case series from people who are more clinically focused. We have all kinds of different designs, from open label and single subject designs up to one randomized first placebo-controlled RCT, randomized controlled trial, which will be published, we think, this year. And in the meantime, we have clinical trials of without placebos, but comparison to other formulas. It's a whole variety of designs. We have data from children, from adults. So we've tried to create a body of data on one formula because when we did this review last year, maybe I'm going on a little too long on this, so interrupt me, Leslie, but I'll make one.
I think it's fascinating, Bonnie. You have my attention.
Okay. All right. So when we did this review and published just this year in Expert Reviews and Neurotherapeutics, a broad spectrum micronutrient formulas for the treatment of psychiatric symptoms, this is what was called a systematic review, where we had a certain set of criteria and we found 47 worldwide studies that looked at broad spectrum formulas in psychiatric symptoms. But we had a loose definition of broad spectrum. We required only that they have at least 4 vitamins and minerals, way less than Empower Plus. But one of the things we found hardest was to compare across formulas because the different nutrients they have, the different doses, and so forth. So it's one of the reasons that I think it's been so important to take one Empower Plus and build up a body of literature on that one. If we want to really change attitudes about the role of nutrient treatment for psychiatric symptoms, that's, I think, a very powerful step to be taking.
Now, you mentioned last week a new organization forming.
Oh, yeah.
And what is the name of that again? Because it has to do with a psychiatric nutrition link.
Yeah, we actually had our first AGM this past week, which was very exciting with people around the world calling in. It's for only researchers, not clinicians, because the clinicians, there are a whole lot of clinical societies in integrative medicine, I think, that tap into their interests. So it's called the International Society for Nutritional Psychiatry Research. And it really is the advent of a field. I'm not sure I love the word psychiatry, you know, I'm a psychologist, but saying nutritional mental health was too big of a mouthful. So we're calling it nutritional psychiatry. So the advent of this field is very important. It captures a lot of very excellent basic scientists who are studying metabolic pathways and how they're influenced by nutrients, people who study mitochondrial function. Mitochondria are the little organelles in our cells that put out the energy packets called ATP and are so very totally dependent upon adequate nutrient intake every day. It includes people who do nutritional epidemiology, and it includes people like Julia Ruckledge and Jean Arnold in the States and I who've been using Empower Plus in our research to treat psychiatric symptoms.
I think this is an exciting time to be alive.
Well, it is.
It is a frightening time to be alive. We're going to dive into that in the last segment, but it is an exciting time to be alive that we are on the brink of reevaluating the use of medications that mask the symptoms versus getting nutrition to the brain to help it function mm-hmm. at an optimal level. It certainly is a lot more cost-effective for everyone involved.
Oh,
even though, right? Exactly.
Well, spoken like an American, because you don't have much of a healthcare system down there. But in Canada and in New Zealand, where we have healthcare systems where our prescriptions are covered, our micronutrients are not. And so that is a very big issue that people can get their Prozac or whatever for free, but they have to put out their money from their own pocket to buy Empower Plus. That's a problem.
And so, that is definitely a problem.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have our prescriptions necessarily 100% covered here, at least not all of us. And it still is an out-of-pocket expense, but
right.
It certainly is a lot less than the numbers that are being, or the money that is being spent on multiple vitamins and minerals that are not being effective or absorbed by the body.
Actually, we did one cost analysis in one of our publications, Leslie, I'd like to tell you about.
Sure.
And we're in the midst of just preparing to do another one. Do I have a second before another break?
Yes, you do. Please do.
Okay, so this is a case study that we published last year from my own hospital here of a young boy who had the best psychiatric care that could be found around here and was an inpatient for 6 months. And when he was released, was just as psychotic as when he entered. And he was only about 10 years old, but he had really delusional ideas about having killed someone. He definitely met criteria for OCD because he had obsessional need to pray because of his guilt for having killed someone. He believed that people were poisoning him. He had voices and he heard voices and he saw things, so hallucinations. He was a very sick little boy. So we know that even an underestimate of his healthcare costs for that 6 months came to roughly $158,000, probably about 1 week in the States. But anyway, $158,000 here. And then we took the amount of money that it took or cost to treat him for the 6 months after he was released, just as sick as when he came in. And he went on to Empower Plus because his parents wanted to. And his psychiatrist, Dr. Megan Rodway, said, I have nothing better to offer. Go ahead. I'll watch what happens. And he became well. And that cost about $1,000. So that's a pretty impressive difference, isn't it? And by the way, we didn't publish that till we had followed him for 4 years. He has remained well, but he has to keep taking the formula, which fits with our understanding of what is probably going on in terms of metabolism and why he needs to keep taking it. But that's another story. Maybe that's...
So, but he has to stay with the formula.
He does. People often find that they can taper the formula during good times, and then they increase the dose when they're under stress. I don't know that there are many people who really improve on the formula who can go totally off of it. And a really important question that those of us in this new society need to address, the ISNPR, eventually is, because we're studying the dietary relationships, we know the people who eat junk food just don't do as well. Another article just came out on that this week, actually. Don't do as well mentally as those people who eat unprocessed whole foods, right? So the question is, does that mean that you can really fix all psychiatric symptoms by improving the food that goes in your mouth, or do you have to take a formula as a supplement to your food? They're all use the word supplement, you see.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know that, but this little boy seems to eat, we haven't analyzed his dietary intake, but he seems to eat pretty well. And yet he does have to take the formula, and he, you know, has absolutely no hallucinations or delusions anymore when he is following that.
I have a question for you. Mm. How long, if you stop taking this formula, or if you stop taking any vitamins or supplements, mineral supplements, anything, how long does it take for the body to go through its reserve and come up empty?
Yeah, we actually ask ourselves, we researchers ask ourselves this a lot, because when we're designing studies, we have to have a washout period if we are doing a placebo control or within subject crossover. Like, how many weeks do we have to wait to know that it's out of the body? And we usually have been using 4 weeks, but for people who've been on it for years, I suspect it would take longer than that. I mean, all of us have this is not scientific now, Leslie, but a subjective feeling from watching others that when people have been taking it for years, they are much more able to hold, I guess maybe they've repleted, they are nutritionally repleted, they're holding things better in reserve or something like that.
All right, we're going to stay with this conversation right to the top of the hour, Bonnie. And so we have a good amount of time left that we can discuss this. Why is this topic so important? Why is this radio show so important? Why is the True Hope Empower Plus formula so important? And I'll go back to that last one in just a moment. I was watching the O'Reilly Factor, which is on the Fox News Network here in the United States, last night. And we've had two disturbing events in our country just in the last week. One was a 23-year-old Australian youth in Oklahoma who was gunned down by three maybe gang-related kids. Certainly, I'm not going to use the term that they use to describe these kids because it's incredibly dehumanizing. I will say children who are disconnected from their lives, probably living in poverty. The other is that in a Georgia school, a young man with a history of mental illness got onto the campus and started shooting. Luckily, it was at the floor, and he was talked down by a secretary in the office, which prevented any injuries and or deaths to innocent school children again. The comments made by O'Reilly and his guests on the show is that we are now living in a culture of violence amongst our youth. It is a gun, drug, rap, hate culture that is poisoning our country. But let's put this, as shocking as that is, and remember, this is a show and this is a message about hope, as shocking as our reality is and the fear factor that goes along with that, let's look at this message that Bonnie is bringing us. Let's look at this depletion of the nutrients in our food, in our food supply, in how we prepare and process our foods, and how that is affecting our youth. Bonnie, from our grandparents' time, when they were living off the land, when they were throwing out the wood stove ashes, which contained minerals, onto the garden to use as mulch as part of the garden, when they were eating right out of the garden, to supermarkets, to now processed foods. I mean, we are virtually bringing children into the world who have no idea what a fresh food or carrot is. vegetables, unsprayed, unscathed by pesticides, not wrapped in plastics, and they're eating microwaved and processed foods and junk foods. There's a McDonald's right next to a high school here in my town with a study room. I walked by it last night and I was like, oh my God. But anyway, be that as it may, that's where our kids are growing up. And along with this trend to use medication as the first front of attack in dealing with these mental health illnesses, we certainly are on a cusp of something that's really frightening, unless the research that you're doing, the product that True Hope is offering, and the education that needs to be done reverses how we look at all of this.
You know, you've touched on a few really important things there, Leslie. We really, first of all, need to get rid of poverty and war, but we know that's hard. But secondly, we have to help people eat well. They have to learn how to cook. They have to know that every bite of food that goes in their mouth should be feeding their brain. That means no empty calories. Or only once a week. You know, if you eat right 80% of the time, they say, you'll be fine. Get rid of your processed foods. Medication really should not have to be the primary treatment for most things, or maybe only in acute crises. In my ideal world, I can't prove that yet, but that's what I think will eventually happen.
We only have a few minutes left, Bonnie, and are you concerned also about this trend to living in a violent culture?
Well, the violent culture is definitely very scary, and you know, there are people who believe that a lot of the violence has happened in people within a short period of going on certain medications, because there is a documented association even with suicide of people and obsessional thinking about death and suicide and violence. And it's very hard to predict. These things are very idiosyncratic. They're very individual. But let me speak only to the science, because the science doesn't support that association yet. What it does show, though, in two studies from Europe, is that if you look at people who are already incarcerated in juvenile detention homes or prisons and do placebo-controlled trials, as has been done in Britain and in Holland, of broad-spectrum vitamins and minerals, that the violence goes way down. Two very significant studies have shown that, one by Bernard Gesch and one by Op Salberg and colleagues. So let me ask you something. Is anybody doing anything about it? How many studies do we have like that? These are expensive. Bernard Gesch's took 10 years to do. Isn't that enough? Shouldn't we have every single prison using some kind of broad-spectrum formulas to supplement the food intake that they have in prison? Shouldn't they be using Empower Plus in every prison? It's logical to me. It makes me crazy that it isn't logical to others.
Well, I think that you said it right there. When you break through the veil and you realize that this is common sense, it changes your world.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole world and how you view the world changes. We've got just less than a minute left, Bonnie. Anything in closing that you would like to share?
No, just to let people know that if I haven't said enough about the publications and they want to know what ones they are, I can send a list. I can't do counseling, treatment. Please don't tell me personal stories. Go to True Hope for that, I guess. But if you want a list of the publications, you can email me, my last name, Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, at ucalgary.ca. That's for University of Calgary, but it's ucalgary.ca.
Bonnie Kaplan, thank you very much. Join me next Thursday, August 29th, when I will be interviewing endocrinologist Dr. Margarita Okoya-Maya on the symphonious rhythm of hormone harmony, or what are those hormones doing to my body? And that will be next Thursday right here on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Thank you for joining us. Bonnie, thank you for two great informative interviews. These shows are archived at Voice America, holyhormones.com. Please look them up. Please share. There is a message and hope in all that we're doing. I'll be back again next week. In the meantime, take care, everyone, and blessings.
Thanks for tuning in to Holy Hormones, Honey.
Please join host Leslie Carroll Botha again next Thursday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.